I'd like to first ask brothers and sisters to read some scripture together with me.
请弟兄姊妹打开以弗所书第六章。
Shall we first turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 6?
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
第十九节。
Verse
19. 以弗所书第六章第十九节，我只读后面的那一半。
Ephesians 6:19, I will only read the latter portion.
使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
In the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章第十二节和十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 12 and 13.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
For the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
在这两节圣经里面，我们请弟兄姊妹注意。
In these two verses, we ask brothers and sisters to please pay attention.
第一个点是建立基督的身体。
The first is the building up of the body of Christ.
第二个是长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
The second is to a mature man to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
我想弟兄姊妹们可能都已经知道。
I think brothers and sisters, perhaps you already know.
今天早晨我们要在这里和弟兄姊妹讲到我们聚会的目标。
This morning, we would like to speak on the goal of our meeting.
我们知道今天在地上的众教会。
We know that today the churches on earth.
他们各有各的宗旨，也各有各的一些信条或者一些的规则。
Each church have their own bylaws, creeds, and rules.
那么今天我们在这里一同聚会。
And as we gather here together,
我们有没有我们自己的目标呢？
Do we have our own goals?
如果我们没有目标，
If we do not have a goal,
那么我们在这里聚会就失去了真实的意义。
Then perhaps we have lost the true meaning of why we are here.
所以我们必须要认识什么是我们的目标。
So we must come to know what is our goal.
但是从另外一面来讲，
But from another perspective,
我们蒙恩得救之后，
After we are saved,
我们不可以有我们自己定的目标。
We cannot set goals for ourselves.
因为神救赎我们是有他自己的目的的。
Because God has his own purpose for saving us.
所以我们应当这样说，神的目的才是我们的目标。
So we ought to say that God's purpose ought to be our goal.
圣经对于这个目标有清楚的一个启示。
And so the Bible has very clear revelation as to what this goal is.
其实从圣经里面所启示出来的目标也是神要给地上众教会的目标。
The goal that is revealed in the Bible is also the same goal that he wants to give to the church on earth.
所以今天我们需要从圣经里面来明白神所给我们的目标。
So we must come to know what is the goal that God gives us through what is written in the Bible.
当我们认识这个目标之后呢，
After we come to know this goal,
我们第一个需要重视这个目标。
We need to hold fast to and emphasize this goal.
我们不仅重视这个目标，
Not only do we emphasize this goal,
我们也应该努力地向着这个目标往前。
But we are to press forward toward this goal.
不仅努力向着这个标杆目标往前，
Not only do we press forward toward this goal,
我们也愿意忠于 这个目标。
But we are also willing to hold fast to it.
所以弟兄姊妹们
And so dear brothers and sisters,
一个聚会，神的儿女的聚会是应该有确定的目标的。
As the children of God gather together, we need to have a very firm and sure goal.
那么当然我们首先需要从主话语的启示里面来明白什么是这个目标。
Now first off, in what is revealed in God's word, we need to know what is the goal.
所以让我们先从新约圣经的启示里面。
So we'll begin first in the revelation through the New Testament.
我们看一看神是怎样定下这个目标的。
How did God set this goal?
神也如何把这个目标赐给我们。
And how did he give us this goal?
我为着要帮助弟兄姊妹们能够比较清楚我今天早晨所讲的
In order to help brothers and sisters be more clear on what I am speaking of
所以我请弟兄们帮我做了一个 PowerPoint 那么把这个我的纲要呢打在这个墙上
So I've asked the brothers to help me they printed out the outline of my talkon the PowerPoint up above.
那么这样我一个点一个点的交通的时候
So as I speak on each point,
弟兄姊妹比较容易清楚一点。
It is more clear for brothers and sisters.
那么首先呢我们从三方面来看。
So we have three different perspectives.
第一个方面
On the first point,
我们都知道在创世以前
Before the creation,
我们的神在他里面就定下了他一个旨意。
God has already set his purpose.
他也做了一个完美的计划。
He has already created a great plan.
他也确定了一个目的。
And he has a very sure goal.
那么这个旨意是什么呢?
What is that purpose?
圣经很清楚告诉我们这个旨意就是指的基督说的。
The Bible is very clear that this purpose speaks of our Christ.
所以在哥罗西书第二章里面告诉我们说神的奥秘就是基督。
And so actually in Colossians chapter 3 it says that God, Christ is the mystery of God.
那我们知道当初神定这个旨意的时候
And so when God has set this purpose,
神的心中已经想好了。
God has already thought of.
他要以他的儿子作为中心，作为模型，作为内容来建立基督。
That God has already set His Son to be the center, to be the image, and to be the goal.
我想这是新约圣经里面首先第一个给我们清楚看见的神的一个重要的心意。
We see that this is God's purpose in His heart.
并且我们知道神的这个旨意是永不改变。
And this purpose will never change.
并且是一定要成就的。
And it must be accomplished.
那么当神把他的旨意决定之后呢
And so after God has established this purpose,
那么神就开始要做工。
He begins to work.
那么我们今天所要注意的
And so what we pay attention to,
就是神的工作有一个固定的范围的。
Is that God has a specific domain or boundary that He works in.
那么神的工作的范围是什么呢
What is this boundary that He works
神工作的范围乃是在基督里
And that is within Christ.
当我们仔细地读以弗所书的时候
And so as we carefully read the book of
Ephesians, 我们就发现在基督里这个词在以弗所书中是多么的重要
That this phrase in Christ is very important.
这里神很清楚地告诉我们他所有一切的工作只在基督的里面。
It tells us very clearly that all of God's work is within Christ.
这个对于我们今天来讲是重要的一个提醒。
This is a very important reminder for us today.
当我们讲到在基督里的时候
When we speak of being in Christ,
我想至少有两方面的意义我们是需要持守住的。
There are two aspects that we need to hold fast to.
那么第一个方面呢
The first point,
就是说明是基督的才能在基督里。
Only what is of Christ can be in Christ.
你不可能把不是基督的放在基督里。
You cannot take the things that do not belong to Christ to place it in Christ.
所以这个在我们的侍奉上面来讲的话呢
So in our service,
是一切属灵价值的一个衡量。
This is a measurement of the value of our service.
今天我们所做的工是不是神的工
All of the service that we do, is it God's work?
是不是在神所工作的范围里
Is it within the domain of God's work?
弟兄姊妹们那就看你的侍奉是不是基督
So that speaks of whether or not your service is Christ.
我想这是很简单的一件事情
This is a very simple thing.
比方今天我这个人
For example, this person
凡是在我里面的
Everything that is inside of me
必须是我
is me.
不是我的
what is not of me
是不可能存留在我的里面
cannot be inside of me
凡进到我里面的必须变成我
everything that comes into me becomes me
所以我只能接受我
so I can only accept me
我没办法接受你
I cannot accept you
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters
所以今天神的工作也是一样
it is the same for God's work
他有一个范围的
he has a domain
我们不能把基督之外的东西呢放在基督里。
We cannot take the things that do not belong to him, put it in him.
这个是作为我们今天在地上侍奉的一个非常重要的一个警戒。
This is a very important matter when it comes to serving God.
那么第二方面的意义。
The second meaning.
我们晓得只有基督是神主要的工作。
Christ is the only main work of God.
凡是那些与基督有关的事物都是次要的东西。
All the things that are simply related to God are extraneous.
所以我们知道在神的工作上面
So in God's work,
它有的是必要的。
There are some things that are necessary.
有的东西是服从的。
Some things are just only subordinates.
所以弟兄姊妹不要把这个把它混淆在一起
So do not mix these two things
因为只有主要的存到永远
Only the necessary will remain until eternity
这个次要的东西是会过去的
Subordinate things will pass away
今天我们知道在神的百姓中
Today among God's people
我们有一些侍奉上的错误
There are some mistakes in our services
我们把那个次要的当成主要的
We take the extraneous or subordinate things We make that as necessary
服从的东西当做了我们主要的负担
we make the extraneous things as our main burden
这是一个很大的错误
this is a grave mistake
我用简单的一个比方来说明一下
I will use a very simple example to describe this
比方说我们今天要建一座的大楼
for example if today we want to build a big building
当然我们需要很多的工人
of course we need many workers
我们也需要很多的这些工具
and we need many much equipment
也需要很多的器械
and a lot of tools
所以当你看一个大楼在盖建造的时候
and so as you see a great building being
有很多的材料在那里
there's lots of material
也有很多工人在那里
and a lot of workers
也有很多的这些工具在那里
and lots of equipment
有的时候有大的工程车
and oftentimes great trucks
也有各式各样不同建造的一些的工具
and many different tools for building
啊，到最后建造的时候我们看见的高楼上面搭了很多的音架
And then as the building is being built up You see that there's lots of scaffolds
但是我们都清楚一件事情
But we are very clear on this one thing
当这个大楼建成的时候
As this building is being built
所有的音架都要拆除
All the scaffolding must be taken down
所有的工人也离开了
All the workers will leave
所有的器械通通没有了
All the equipment will be taken away
弟兄姊妹最后所存下的就是那一座的大楼
At the end, all you will see is that main building.
今天我们必须要一个属灵的眼光
Today we must have a spiritual perspective.
我们要看见神在教会里到底要得着什么
We want to see what is it that God wants to gain in his church.
如果我们把那些附属的次要的东西当成主要的
If we make the extraneous or subordinate things as the main thing.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们的侍奉我们的努力都过于突然
Our service and our energy will all be in vain
所以求主怜悯我们
So may God have mercy
on us 要让我们能看见
So that we can see
只有基督是神主要的工作
Only Christ is the main work of God
其他的事物都是一些附带的东西
All other things are only subordinates
我想为这年轻的弟兄姊妹我再做一个比方
So for the younger brothers and sisters, I want to give you another example.
我们都知道在教会历史中有一个弟兄很出名的。
We know of a very famous brother in church history.
他的名字叫做乔治·穆勒。
His name is George Mueller.
啊，这个穆勒弟兄呢，每次我们读他的故事的时候
Every time we read the story of Brother Mueller,
大多数人所注重的是他办孤儿院。
Most everyone pay attention to the fact that he ran an orphanage.
的确他一生收容了许许多多的孤儿。
Yes, in his life, he took care of many orphans.
他在办孤儿院的事情上面也是非常的成功。
And he was very successful in organizing this orphanage.
但是很少人去注意他这个人活在主面前的光景。
But very few people pay attention to this man, how he lived before God.
也很少人注意他对于教会地上的教会所带来的贡献
And very few people pay attention to all of his sacrifice for the church
弟兄姊妹实际来说
Brothers and sisters, in reality
他所办的这个孤儿院不是神永远的目的
This orphanage that he that he organized was not God's eternal purpose.
他在办这个孤儿院的时候，
as he organized his orphanage,
他所向神所显出来的那个无伪的信心，
that faith that he displayed before God,
他在神面前的那一个真诚的祷告生活，
that true life of prayer that he had before God,
他那个与神同行的同行的经历，
that experience in walking together with God,
那些才是真正的在基督里的事物。
That, those things were the things that were truly within Christ.
其实呢，比这个更多的。
And even more than that,
我们的弟兄对于教会，对于主的心意，所有的影响是远超过这些的。
Our brother's influence towards the church and towards the purpose of the church far surpassed all these things.
所以在弟兄运动的时候，
And so in the brethren movement,
他被称作是信心的使徒。
He was called an apostle of faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天很多人效法他的那个做法去办孤儿院。
A lot of people follow his ways in organizing an orphanage.
但是呢，却没有他那样的信心。
But do not have his faith.
也没有他那种祷告。
And did not have his type of prayer.
也没有他那种与神同行的生活。
Nor his life in walking with God.
那么也没有能够对教会产生多大的一个益处。
And so it does not have much benefit towards the church.
也就是说，没有带进基督的一个果效。
Because it does not have a result of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
今天在地上的基督教里面，
In Christianity today,
有许许多多的事物，那不是不好的。
There are many things, it's not that they're not good.
这些东西呢，你必须看见是一个服从的东西。
They are simply extraneous things.
神的心意最重要的是要建立基督。
God's heart, the most important thing is to build Christ.
所以这个呢，是今天我们在主面前必须认识的。
So this is what we must come to know today.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
神的工作有他自己一定的范围。
God has his domain in his work.
我们必须在神所定规的这个范围里面来侍奉神。
We must serve God only within God's domain.
我们才可能得着永远的果效。
Then can we have an eternal, fruit?
第三方面。
The third point.
我们看见神为着达到他的目的，有他自己一定的方法。
For God to reach His purpose, He has His ways.
当然，当我们提到神的方法的时候，
As we speak of God's ways,
我们都知道圣灵和十字架是神工作最重要的原则。
The Holy Spirit and the cross are very important, the most important fundamentals.
我们知道在一切所有神儿女的侍奉的事物和经历的里面，都不能缺少圣灵和十字架。
In all of God's children, in our service and in our life, we cannot lack the cross.
我们从圣经里面可以看见，
From the Bible we can see,
神为了达到他的目的的方法有三条路线。
There are three different ways of how God will accomplish His purpose through His ways.
那么每一个路线呢，都需要圣灵，需要十字架。
Each one of these ways, we need the Holy Spirit and we need the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢我们的神。
We want to thank our God.
他是借着他自己的能力来完成他自己的工作。
He will accomplish His work through His own strength.
那么神所要达到他目的的方法三条路线是什么呢？
And so these three ways, how, what are these three ways in accomplishing his work?
第一个方面，
First,
就是呢，他借着传福音。
First is through sharing the gospel.
达到基督扩张的目的。
To the point of expanding Christ.
我再说一遍。
I will say it again.
神借着传福音达到基督扩张的目的。
Through sharing the gospel, he will accomplish the expansion of Christ.
当神当初定他的旨意的时候，
As God has set his purpose,
神不仅要立他的儿子为主为基督，
God did not only set his son to be the center, to be
the Lord. 神不以得着个人的基督为满足的。
He is not satisfied with simply attaining an individual Christ.
因为神的心意是要得着一个团体的基督。
He wants to obtain a corporate Christ.
所以他借着福音的工作，他要得着所有相信耶稣基督的人。
So through the work of evangelization, he wants to obtain all those who belong to Christ.
所以教会在地上要传扬福音。
And so the church on earth, we are to share the gospel.
但是很可惜啊。
However, sadly,
我们今天呢，对于福音的这个意念，
our understanding of the gospel,
我们只不过是一个很狭窄的一个 想法。
It is a very, very narrow understanding.
可以说是一个狭义的一种看法。
You can say it's a very shallow understanding.
那弟兄姊妹们
And so brothers and sisters,
在圣经里面
In the Bible,
福音这个希腊原文字
The original Hebrew of gospel.
也可以把它翻作是好消息。
You can say it is the glad tidings.
所以呢，今天我们应当这样看。
And so we ought to see it from this perspective.
神工作的起头。
The beginning of God's work.
带领人得救是福音。
In bringing people to salvation, it is glad tidings.
但是这个工作的这个持续呢，也是福音。
But the continuation of this work is also glad tidings.
这个工作的结果。更是好消息。
The result of this work is still glad tidings.
所以在新约时代中间
And so within the New Testament time,
在使徒们的这个意念里面
In the understanding of the apostles,
福音是包括新约全部的内容的。
The gospel encompasses all of the content.
不是仅仅的像我们今天所谓狭义的这种传福音仅仅是带人得救而已。
It is not our understanding of simply a very narrow or shallow perspective that we simply bring people to Christ.
如果你把福音这个词从新约里面拉出来看的话
If you take the word gospel out of the New Testament and simply look at it,
它在名词的运用上面
When it is used as a noun,
一共只有18卷新约
It is used in only 18 books of the New Testament.
如果把动词加上去
If you are to look at it from the verb perspective,
那么呢，可以再加上两卷。
You can add in two more books.
所以整个新约圣经里面
And so in the entire New Testament,
提到福音的一共是20卷圣经。
The books that speak of the word gospel, there's only 20.
另外七卷圣经呢，没有提到福音这个词。
The remaining seven books do not speak of the word gospel.
难道我们没有提到福音这个词，它就不是福音了吗
？When we do not speak of the word gospel, is it not the gospel?
叫我们最差最惊异的
，What amazes us the most?
就是在约翰福音、约翰一二三书里面都没有提到福音。
In the gospel according to John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, all of these books, it never speaks of the word gospel.
而今天在地上，当我们向着不信主的人传福音的时候呢，我们可能引用的约翰福音。约翰的书信里面的话是最多的。
However, on earth, as we share the gospel in our meetings, we use the gospel according to John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John the most.
约翰所写的书信当然是好消息。
The epistles that John wrote, of course they are glad tidings.
那么另外我们翻过来说的话呢
And so if we are to flip it around,
当使徒保罗写到那些最深奥的书信的时候
When the apostle Paul wrote the deepest books,
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
他写罗马书是福音。
In Romans, it is a gospel.
以弗所书是福音。
Ephesians, it is a gospel.
哥罗西书是福音。
Colossians is a gospel.
保罗说他所传递的是福音的奥秘。
Paul says that what he speaks of is the mystery of the gospel.
所以福音是包括神全部的工作。
So the gospel encompasses all of God's work.
神所有的工作都是好消息。
All of God's work are glad tidings.
希伯来书的作者也用福音。
The same with the author of Hebrew. He is also writing about the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
今天不错我们向着没有信主的一些人传扬基督的救恩这是对的。
Yes, it is right when we share the gospel, the salvation of God to those who are unbelievers.
但是当我们提到福音这个词的时候
But as we speak of the word, the gospel,
希望我们里面能有一个广义的看见。
I hope that we can have a very expansive understanding.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
神做工的方法第一条路线就是借着传福音。
The first path of how God accomplishes his way is through sharing the gospel.
今天我们要记得
We must remember,
传福音的目的是为了达到基督的一个扩张。
The purpose of sharing the gospel is so that Christ can be expanded.
那么第二条路线呢
The second path
就是借着分赐生命给人
is to impart life to man.
我们知道这是神给我们极大的恩典
This is a great grace that God has given us.
神为什么要把生命赐给人呢
Why does God want to give life to man?
就是为要达到基督的成长
So that Christ can grow.
神要建造的基督是个生命的
The Christ that God wants to establish is life
并且是一个成熟的生命
And a mature life
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
神所以把这个生命给人
God has given life to man
这里面所包含的意义是非常丰富的
The meaning that it encompasses is very abundant
首先第一件事情呢
The first thing
就是他要与人之间建立直接的关系
He wants to establish a direct connection with man
我们知道只有出于生命的才能建立直接的关系
Only the things that are of life can be a direct connection with God
今天在我们人的中间
Among people today
我们人之间关系有分作是直系的和旁系的
We can say that there are some things which are direct and some things that are indirect
啊，我们知道只有在同一个生命里面称为直系
Only things that are of the same life can have a direct relationship
所以神今天在我们中间他要建立我们和他直接的关系
So God wants to establish a direct relationship with us
所以他借着圣灵借着主的救恩把他的生命分赐给我们
And so through the Holy Spirit through the salvation of our Lord he has given life to us
那么神不仅要我们和他建立这个直接的关系
Not only does he want to establish this direct relationship
神也让我们能够得着这个生命中的一切丰盛
God wants us to obtain all of the abundance in this life
得着神所有的祝福
To obtain all of his blessings
所以这个生命是包括一切
And so this life encompasses everything
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
当我们蒙恩得救的时候
As we are saved
我们实在从主领受了一个极大的恩典
We have received a great grace from God
那个不仅是主救我们脱离仇敌的手
Not only are we saved out of the hands of the enemy
不仅叫我们的罪洗净得赦免
Not only are our sins cleansed
更重要的是是神把生命给了我们
But more importantly is that God has given us life
你只有活在这个生命里面
Only when you live within this life
你才能够得着神所有一切的福分
Can you obtain all of the abundance of God
神不仅把这个生命的福分给我们
Not only has God given us this abundance
因为神还有一个重要的心意
There's another very important purpose
他要借着这个生命在我们里面的成长
He wants this life to grow
叫我们能够磨成他儿子的形状
So that we can be transformed into the image of his son
也就是能够达到基督完满的意义
And to attain to the fullness of Christ
所以神给我们的这个生命
And so this life that God has given to us
弟兄姊妹们具备了深刻重要的一个意义在里面
Brothers and sisters, it encompasses such great and deep meaning
我们看见
We see
神为着达到他自己的目的
In order for God to accomplish His goal and His purpose
这里给我们看见一条清楚的第二条路线
We see a very clear second path here
然后我们看见还有第三条路线
And this third path
第三条路线是什么呢
What is this third path?
就是神要把教会建造成为基督的身体
God wants to build the church into the body of Christ
那么这个目的呢是为了达到基督的一个完满的彰显
The goal of this is so that the manifestation of Christ will be full
或者是达到基督完美的一个表现
It will be a full manifestation of Christ
我们都知道圣经很清楚地启示我们
We know that the Bible clearly reveals to us
主耶稣是基督的头是元首
That Christ is the head
而我们所有蒙恩得救的基督徒
And all who are saved, all of us Christians
我们被建立成为基督
We are being built together as the body of Christ
并且呢我们是基督身体上的肢体
And we are the members of the body of Christ
我想圣经已经用最清楚的话把神的意念都告诉我们。
The Bible has used the clearest words to show us exactly what are God's thoughts.
但是我们需要注意的是什么呢
？But what do we need to pay attention to?
我们如何能让教会能成为基督的身体
？How do we allow the church to become the body of Christ?
那么有两件重要的事情。
There are two very important things.
我们也需要明白。
We also need to understand.
第一个
，First，
我们要知道必须让基督在教会中。是一切又在一切之内
We need to know that Christ is all and in all
所有一切人外在的所有的分别通通必须要铲除
All of the things that are outside of Christ must be done away with
没有民族上的区别
There are no differences among nationalities
没有人种的区别
No differences among ethnicities
没有血缘的区别
No differences in language
也没有任何习惯任何文化的区别
No differences in culture or habits
必须是基督是一切又在一切之内
Christ is in all and is all
当 基督能在教会中是一切又是一切的时候，
When Christ is all and in all in the church，
在哥林多前书十五章告诉我们，
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 it tells us，
到整个工作达到最后的时候，
That when the work is accomplished，
连主耶稣基督也要伏在父神的权柄底下，
At the end even Christ Jesus himself will be subjected before God，
他要把国度交给神，
He will give all things back to God，
在那个时候，
At that time，
就让我们看见神借着基督在整个宇宙的里面，神是一切，又在一切之内。
God through Christ will be in all and is all.
这是神今天工作的目的。
This is God's purpose in His work.
也是他的方法。
And also His way.
当然，我们知道在圣经里面的关于教会有许多。不同面的说法。
Now, of course, in the Bible, regarding the church, there's many different ways of speaking about it.
但是今天在地上的教会，在侍奉上最重要的建立就是身体。
But then, in our service, in the church today, is building up the body.
身体被建立的时候，
When the body is built,
神的家就在那里。
Then God's house is there.
身体被建立的时候，
When the body is built,
新人就出现。
Then the new creation will come.
身体被建立的时候，
When the body is built,
殿的意义就出现。
Then the meaning of the temple will be there.
当身体被建立的时候，
When the body is built,
达到成熟的时候，
And when we reach maturity,
也就是羔羊的妻达到成熟的时候，
That is when the bride of the lamb is also mature and ready.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们可以看见神为着达到他的目的，
We can see for God to accomplish His purpose.
在他的工作上面有三条很清楚的路线。
In His work, we see very three clear paths.
我想，当我们把这一切事物把它交通出来的时候，
And so as we share about these matters,
我们可以说，
We can say,
把圣经中神所要给我们的目的，
That for the purpose or the goal that God wants to give us in the Bible,
已经很清楚的把它启示出来，
has been very clearly revealed.
所以从圣经里面，
And so from the Bible,
现在我们可以知道什么是我们的目标。
We can know what is our goal.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
很简单，
it's very easy.
今天我们在地上，我们的目标就是这三件事。
Our goal on earth today are these three things.
一个是福音。
The first is the gospel.
第二个生命。
Second is life.
第三个身体。
Third is body.
这就是今天主要给众教会在地上的目标。
This is the goal that God wants to give the church on earth.
这也是我们在这里聚会的确定的目标。
And this is our sure goal for why we gather together.
那么，弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们需要在地上传福音。
So today on earth we do need to share the gospel.
但现在我们知道了。
But we know now.
不仅是向不信主的人传福音。
It's not only sharing the gospel with those who do not know God.
我们向信主的弟兄姊妹也要传福音。
We also share the gospel with brothers and sisters who do know the Lord.
一切都在这个福音的里面。
Because everything is within the gospel.
那么今天我们要有一个基本的态度。
And so we have to have a very basic understanding.
我们要把神的福音，
That God's gospel.
看作是神给我们的托付。
We need to see it as His entrustment to us.
我们要把它看作是我们的天职。
See it as our vocation.
我们也要把福音看作是我们的使命。
See the gospel as your mission.
所以今天神已经把这个好消息借着他的儿子已经完成了。
God today through his son has already accomplished this good news.
所以我们要在各处来传扬主的福音。
So everywhere we need to share the gospel.
是的，在对着这些还没有信主的人我们传福音。
Yes, we share the gospel with those who still have not yet believed in the Lord.
对着信主的弟兄姊妹也要传这个福音。
We also share the gospel with brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
在圣经里面很清楚地指示我们，
In the Bible it tells us very clearly,
这个福音是要叫所有得救的人数满足。
This gospel is so that the numbers will be complete.
也就是让神所有的儿女统统回家。
In another words, all of God's children must come home.
神在千万的人当中，
Among ten thousands of people,
有他自己的百姓，
He will have his own people,
有他自己的儿女，
His own children.
所以今天教会在地上需要向着 这些还没有回家的儿女们传福音。
The church needs to share the gospel with those children who have not yet come home.
但是这个并不是结束。
But this is not the end.
我们不是光把人带作信徒为满足。
We don't just bring people into salvation and call it good.
主耶稣在马太福音第二十八章里面告诉我们。
In Matthew 28, God tells us.
他说现在天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给我了。
He says, now he has given all authority in heaven and on earth.
他说你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
He says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
所以福音还有一个目的，要叫人做门徒。
And so another goal or purpose of sharing the gospel is to make people disciples.
这些门徒呢，就是他们比较认识主的心意。
Disciples are people who come to know God's heart.
他们也肯付代价跟从主。
And are willing to pay the price to follow the Lord.
他们也愿意爱主，跟随主。
They are willing to love Him and follow Him.
所以呢，今天传福音在教会里面，要使人成为门徒。
And so in sharing the gospel, it is to make people disciples.
我们知道当门徒增加的时候，
And so as disciples increase,
那也就是神的国度在地上开展。
That is also the establishing of God's kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
福音是神给我们的一个托付。
God giving us the gospel is His entrustment to us.
所以我们需要努力的来传福音。
And so we need to share the gospel.
每一个基督徒都应该传福音。
Every single believer needs to share the gospel.
请我们记得。
But please remember.
你对不信主的人传福音是福音。
When you share the gospel with non-believers, it is the gospel.
当你把神的好消息告诉神的儿女的时候，也是福音。
When you tell the good news to believers, it's still the gospel.
第二方面。
Secondly.
我们知道，神把他的生命赐给我们。
Now, secondly, God has given us His life.
所以今天在教会中，
So in the church,
我们应当注重这个生命的经历。
We need to emphasize the experience of life.
要注重这个生命怎样从我们身上能够活出来。
We emphasize how this life is lived out from us.
我们也要注意这个生命在我们身上怎样能够长大成人。
We also pay attention to how this life matures in us.
我们也需要注意这个生命能否有基督那个成熟的表现。
And we also pay attention to how the life of Christ can be manifested as mature.
所以在教会里面，
And so in the church,
我们不是光注意一些的行为，注意一些外面的活动。
We don't pay attention to simply behaviors or activities on the outside.
我们也不是注意一些什么样的一个做法。
We don't emphasize a particular method.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们必须把这个生命放在我们一切侍奉、追求、敬拜的那个最中心的地位上面。
Life must be placed as the most important in our pursuit, in our seeking, in our service.
也就是说，我们今天要学习以生命为主。
Which is to say, we need to place life as the center.
也许有人会这样说啊。
Perhaps some may say.
我们过去不是一直在讲说，在教会中我们应当以主耶稣为主吗？
In the past, didn't we say that Christ is supposed to be the center?
那么这个以生命为主跟以主耶稣为主有什么区别吗？
So what's the difference if we are to say life is to be the center versus Christ being the center?
没有什么区别。
There is no difference.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
当你以生命为主的时候，
When life is your center,
那么你就等于以耶稣为主有主观的经历。
That means that when Christ is also your center, you will have subjective experience.
否则的话呢，
Otherwise,
你说是以主耶稣为主，
When you say Christ is Lord,
你很可能只不过是一个客观的，
That's simply an objective truth to you.
只不过是口头的，
It's only something you say.
所以我们常常听见很多弟兄姊妹说，我们要爱主耶稣，我们要爱主。
Oftentimes you hear brothers and sisters saying, I need to love the Lord, I love the Lord.
这个还不在乎你里面多恳切。
It doesn't really speak of how desperate you are within.
当你以生命为主的时候，
When life is your center,
你那个爱主是实际的。
Then that love you have for the Lord is real.
你那个爱主才是真正主观的。
Then that love that you have before the Lord is subjective.
所以我们必须以生命为主。
So life must be your center.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
今天主在地上 也赐给我们各式各样不同的经历。
The Lord on earth today will give us many life experiences.
那我们要知道，神所以把这许多属灵的经历给我们。
The reason why God gives us many spiritual experiences.
最主要的目的就是帮助这个生命能够成长。
The purpose of it is so that our lives will grow.
帮助这个生命能够长大成熟。
So that our lives will grow and be mature.
我们再举一个简单的例子来说。
I will give you another simple example.
今天很多人很注重身体的锻炼。
Today many people pay attention to exercise.
啊，我们努力。在那里锻炼身体。
We are working very hard and exercising hard.
你锻炼身体的目的是什么呢？
As you're training hard, what's the purpose of it?
就是想叫你的生命延长一点。
So that you can live longer, isn't it so?
你努力锻炼的结果，你是希望你的生活的品质能够好一点。
You're exercising so that the quality of your life may become better.
你不愿意活在一个软弱的身体的里面。
You don't want to live in a very weak body.
所以你锻炼身体。
And so you exercise.
弟兄姊妹们，今天呢，我们在各式各样不同的属灵的经历里面也是一样。
So brothers and sisters, it's the same way in our many spiritual experiences.
我们的读经祷告。
We read the Bible, we pray.
我们的服事。
We serve
我们的聚会
our meetings
我们追求各式各样不同属灵灵里的经历
we seek after many experiences in the spirit
一切都是为着生命的成长
all of it is so that life can grow
所以我们讲到这里
so when we speak
我们需要一个提醒
we need to have a reminder
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
今天你生命的成长
today the growth of your life
你不必需要去模仿别人的经历
you do not need to copy the experience of another person
你更不可以把你自己的经历强加在别人身上
and even more so you cannot emphasize your experience into another
person 因为个人生命的成长都不一样
because personal growth is different
所以今天重要的是什么你要活在这个生命的里面
so what's most important is that you live in this life
圣灵自然的会带领你进入各样的一种经历
the Holy Spirit very naturally will bring you into many experiences
所以这是非常重要的一件事情
this is a very important matter
我们希望在生命的追求上
I hope that in our pursuit of life
我们更不要犯一个错误
We will not commit another wrong
我们把那许多经历的东西当作主体的了
That we will take all of these experiences as our main focus
而把这个生命的本身的事物当作忽略掉了
And neglect this main aspect of life
所以你知道今天在教会的里面
We know that in the church today
出现一些很反常的现象
There are very many abnormal things
就是你会看见有的人恩赐非常大但是生命非常小
That you will see somebody with a very great gift, but their life is very small.
有的人在教会里面意见非常大，但是呢，人很小。
In the church, you will see somebody with a very large opinion, but the person is very small.
这些都是反常现象。
These are all abnormal conditions.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们一定要在生活中学习把这个生命放在最重要的一个。地位上面
We must learn to put life as the most important thing.
所以因此呢，在生活里，在侍奉中。
And so in our life and in our service,
在与人交往的情况里面
in our interpersonal relationships,
我们要学习持定永生
we must hold fast to eternal life.
我们要有一个认识
we must come to know
一切东西都可以丢弃
that all things we can forsake it.
守住这个生命的感觉
but hold fast to the sense of life.
当我们受刺激的时候
and so when you are provoked,
当环境不顺利的时候
when the circumstances are not smooth,
弟兄姊妹持定永生
brothers and sisters hold fast to eternal life.
持定生命的感觉
Hold fast to the sense of life.
在你顺利的时候
When things are smooth.
在你发达的时候
When things are growing.
你也要持定这个生命的感觉
You still need to hold fast to the sense of life. Brothers and sisters.
这是今天我们在主跟前一个重要的一个属灵的学习
This is a very important spiritual learning before the Lord.
我再说
I say again.
失去生命的感觉是非常可怕的一件事
It's a terrible thing to lose the sense of life.
那么我们不仅在这个生活侍奉中我们需要持定永生。
Not only in our life and in our service, we hold fast to eternal life.
我们要追求生命的一个成长。
But we also seek after maturity or growth of life.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
使徒保罗在哥林多前书十三章里面有这样的话。
The Lord has said to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
他说：“当我长大成人的时候
，He says, when I became a man，
我就把那些孩子的事丢弃了。”
I did away with childish things.
他说我从前说话像孩子，心思意念像孩子。
I used to speak like a child, reason like a child.
我们知道在这里提到这个孩子。
Here, when we speak of a child,
那不是指的单纯说的。
It's not speaking of being naive.
那是指的幼稚说的。
It speaks of being very immature.
Simple.
Simple.
那么在这里所说的是指的 幼稚说的。
It speaks of simplicity or being a child.
不是 simplicity， 在这里说的是幼稚。
Here it is speaking of being naive.
所以我们在跟随主的路上。
And so when we follow the Lord，
我们越过需要越脱开。那些幼稚的言语
We need to do away with speaking like a child, naive speech.
我们要脱开那些幼稚的心思和意念
We need to do away with reasoning like a child.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要在主的跟前追求能够长大成人
Before the Lord, we need to seek maturity and growth.
那么第三个点
The third point.
我们讲到基督身体的建立。
We spoke of the building of the body.
我们知道今天主把我们放在基督的身体的里面。
We know that God has placed us in the body of Christ.
我们一定要认识什么是基督的身体。
We must come to know what is the body of Christ.
也知道我们这个人在基督的身体里面到底我们站在什么地位上。
And know that we, as a person, where do we stand in the body of Christ?
这里有几个重要的原则，我想我们先守住。
There are some important principles we must first come to know.
我们必须明白我们是肢体。
We must know that we are members.
我多次讲过。
I have spoken of many times.
作为一个基督徒，你可以单独。
To be a Christian, you can be an individual Christian.
但是作为肢体，你是不能单独。
But as a member, you cannot be by yourself.
我们必须知道我们是基督身体上的一个肢体。
You must know that you are a member of the body of Christ.
那么既然是肢体，它就有它的功用。
And so if you are a member, you have a function.
每一个肢体都有功用。
Every member has a function.
在我的身体上面，没有一个肢体是没有功用。
In my body, there is not one member that has no
function. 同样在基督的身体里面，没有一个肢体是没有功用。
The same with Christ's body. Every single member of his body has a function.
那么我们既是为肢体，我们需要互相的帮助。
And so if we are members, we need to help one another.
我们也需要互相的照顾。
We need to care for one another.
那么不仅这样，
Not only so,
我们还有一个感觉，我们是一同被主建立。
We know that we are also being built up together.
我不是光顾自己的。
Not just caring for ourselves.
我们希望所有的弟兄姊妹一同被建立。
We hope that all brothers and sisters can be built up together.
然后最后，我们要在主跟前一同得荣耀。
And lastly, we will be glorified together.
所以这是今天弟兄姊妹们，我们在地上，主在这里给我们的一个重要的一个启示。
And so, brothers and sisters, this is a very important revelation that the Lord has given to us today.
教会的生活就是身体的生活。
Church life is the life of the body.
所以呢。在教会中，我们绝对不单独。
And so in the church, there are no individuals.
我们也不要弃绝任何人。
And do not reject others.
甚至啊，你要做到最低的一个点，也不要讨厌任何人。
And if we are to speak even lower, do not despise others.
在我们的心中，我们有没有觉得一些人很讨厌呢？
In your heart, do you despise some people?
求主今天。就让我们能改变我们的态度。
Today, may the Lord change our attitudes.
我们不仅这样。
Not only so.
更重要的，我们需要活在身体的感觉里面。
We need to live in the sense of the body.
这是一个重要的学习。
This is a very important practice.
这个身体的感觉。
The feeling of sense of the body.
就是当你在做任何事物的时候。
Is that no matter what you are doing,
你就要感觉别人的存在。
You have to feel the presence of another person.
不是你单独一个人。
You are not alone.
我们有很多时候做事行事的时候，我们就是自己做了。
Oftentimes when you do things, you just do it yourself.
我们也不顾别人了。
You don't care for others.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
在身体的感觉中，你一定要顾到别人。
In the sense of the body, you must care for others.
不仅顾到别人。
Not only that.
不仅察觉别人的存在
Not only sense that there are others around you
弟兄姊妹们你还需要跟所有的圣徒有交通
You need to also have fellowship with all brothers and sisters
在基督的身体里面
In the body of Christ
这个交通是非常重要的
Fellowship is extremely important
交通乃是生命与生命之间的一个流畅
Fellowship means a relationship from life to life
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们不是说跟这些人有交通，跟那些人就没有交通。
It doesn't mean that I have fellowship with these people and not others.
我们需要跟所有的圣徒都有交通。
We need to have fellowship with all saints.
虽然这个交通的这一个层次有深浅，
Even though in this fellowship there may be different depths.
但是无论如何你要交通。
But no matter what, you need to have fellowship.
弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
任何一个交通达不到的点，
No, whatever point that you cannot get to in fellowship,
都会使那个身体枯萎。
It will allow that point of life to dry up.
就像我们身体上的这个肢体一样。
Just like all the members in our body.
如果我的血液达不到我的脚的话，
If my blood cannot flow to my foot,
我的脚就会枯萎。
Then my foot will wither.
我的脚就会失去感觉。
Then my foot will lose feeling.
所以今天在教会里，我们需要有交通。
And so in the body today, we need to have fellowship.
我们需要有敞开的交通。
We need to have open fellowship.
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
不仅这样，
Not only so.
我们也学习要成全别的人。
We need to learn how to edify and build up others.
我所说的成全，
When I say build up.
不是我们自己推卸责任。
It's not that you push your own responsibility onto others.
啊，因为那件事我不喜欢做。
Because that thing I don't like to do it.
所以我就推别人去做。
So I give it to someone else to do it.
那个不是成全。
That's not building up.
那个是害别人。
That's causing problems for other people. What does it mean to build up others?
就是你不仅能够推崇别人。
It's not only that you can edify, build up another person.
你要使别人在那个情况中间呢，能够达到成熟。
But that in the other person's life, in that aspect, they can grow and mature.
你要帮助他。
You can help them.
你要扶持他。
Support them.
弟兄姊妹，那个才叫做成全别人。
That is to build up another person.
在基督的身体里面。
In the body of Christ.
我们需要相互之间的一个成全。
We need to build one another up.
神也赐下各式各样不同的恩赐。
God has given so many gifts.
这些恩赐最大的目的就是为了成全别人。
The greatest purpose of all these gifts is to build up people.
但是今天我们在教会中看见反常的现象。
However, today we see many abnormal conditions.
有很多有恩赐的人。
Many people who have much gifts.
他们是牺牲别人成全他自己的。
They want other people to sacrifice to build up themselves.
这是多么大的错误！
This is a great mistake.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So may God have mercy on us.
今天我们要知道，每一个弟兄姊妹都有恩赐。
We must know that every brother and sister have gifts.
我们学习运用主给的恩赐来成全别人。
We must use our gifts to build up others.
这样的话呢？
In this way,
我们就可以达到一个身体的侍奉。
Then we can build up body ministry.
身体的指示。
And priesthood.
今天神在地上，他心中所渴望最大的渴望，就是能得着一个身体的侍奉。
God's greatest desire in the church today is to build up body ministry.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们根据神的话语，
As we follow God's word,
我们知道今天所有蒙恩得救的圣徒，
We know that all people who are believers,
每一个人都是祭司。
Every single person, you are a priest.
所以我们在这里，我们要坚持全民的祭司。
So here we hold fast to a corporate priesthood.
全体的侍奉。
A body ministry.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
在我们中间，
Among us,
不应当有任何圣品阶级的思想。
There is no thought of clergy or laity.
我们中间没有平信徒。
There are no commoners among us.
都是圣徒。
We are all saints.
都是主所宝贵的。
We are all precious of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
我们知道在教会历史上。
We know that in church history.
神的儿女曾经犯下重大的错误。
There have been many mistakes in God's children.
在天主教里面，他们有所谓的神父制度。
In the Catholicism, there are priesthoods.
到以后在更正教里面的时候，出现了所谓的牧师制度。
And later on, we see that there was also the clergy established.
我们觉得很遗憾。
We feel very sad.
因为这些是历史的错误。
Because these are wrongs in history.
圣经中从来没有这样的思想。
The Bible has never recorded such things.
所以今天在我们的中间。
And so among us,
我们只有身体的结构。
We only have the organization of a body.
我们没有基督教组织的结构。
There is no Christianity organization.
神所要得着的，
What God wants to obtain,
是一个身体的侍奉。
Is a body ministry.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
And so brothers
and sisters, 在神的家里面，我们都是亲爱的弟兄和姊妹。
In God's house, we are brothers and sisters.
但是在神的侍奉上面来讲，我们是相互做肢体的。
However, in God's service, we are all members.
我们在这里 需要所有的弟兄姊妹都能把你的功用显明出来。
We need all brothers and sisters to function.
好叫基督的身体能够被显出来。
So that the Lord's body can be manifested.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这是今天在地上神心中所最大的一个希望。
This is one of God's greatest desire in His heart for the church today.
那么在基督的身体里面
，And so in Christ's body，
我们有。位置上的功用上的不一样
We may have placement or function differences
不是所有的人都同一个功用
Not everybody functions in the same way
所以保罗在哥林多前书十二章那里说到
And so Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12
我们看见所有手的功用
We see that the hand has a function of a hand
眼睛有眼睛的功用
The eye functions as an eye
脚有脚的功用
The feet function as feet
口有口的功用
The mouth functions as a mouth
在教会的基督的身体里面
And so in the body of Christ
神按照我们个人不同的情况把我们安置在这个身体上
God has placed us in our own condition in the body
所以我们只有位置上只有功用上面的这个不一样
So we only have function or placement differences
而绝对没有地位上面的不一样
We have no differences in terms of position
没有哪一个人在教会里你的地位是特别高的
Not one person has a particularly high position
你的地位是特别的
That your position is more special
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们只能看见在位置上不一样
We only see that there may be differences in placement
只能看见功用上不一样
And only differences in terms of functionality
所以今天我们在教会的侍奉中
And so in our service in church
弟兄姊妹每一个基督徒说注重什么注重你那个功用的显出
Every Christian must emphasize your function
人看我们是什么不重要
It does not matter what other people see you as
今天我们不能在教会里一直要弄一个什么地位让别人来尊重我们弟兄姊妹们，请你们原谅我这样说。
Brothers and sisters, please forgive me for saying you are not to.
如果你有这样的思想
，if you have a thought that you want to establish,
那么你在基督的身体上面要成为很大的难处。
Then in Christ's body, you will be a big problem.
所以没有一个人在教会里面可以觉得自己有什么特别的地位。
So not one person can feel that they have a particularly special position in Christ.
只有主耶稣基督居元首的地位。
Only Christ has a position of being head.
我们都是基督身体上的肢体。
We are all members of his body.
我们今生今世在地上。
And so today,
我们不是要得到名望。
It's not that we want to gain a name.
我们不是要得到什么人的高举。
Or particular exaltation from others.
我们在这里努力的乃是尽我们的功用。
What we try to work hard towards is to function in our position.
如果你的功用显不出来
If your function cannot be manifested,
你要觉得是可耻的
and you feel like it's shameful,
人家尊不尊重你那个不算数
Whether people respect you or not, it does not matter
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们绝对不能落到今天那种堕落的光景中
Do not fall into such a condition
求主怜悯我们
May God have mercy on us
让我们知道今天在地上主是何等的宝贵这个身体
So that we may know that God truly treasures his body
所以在教会的生活里
So that in church life
你只要注重你自己在主面前尽功用就可以了
Emphasize how you are to function in the body and that is enough
我们其他的事物都是不应该有的
We are not to have any other things
在头一个世纪
In the first century
我们看见神的百姓已经犯这个错误
We see that God's people had already committed this wrong
特别在哥林多的教会里面
Especially among the Corinthians
他们看重这个轻看那个
They emphasize this and de-emphasize that
人在地会教会中要找自己的地位
Man wants to have a particular position in the church
所以至于有的人跟从保罗人跟随彼得有人跟随亚波罗人有人说自己属基督的
And some people say I belong to Paul, I belong to Peter, Apollo, and some say I belong to Christ.
所以基督的身体的见证在哥林多教会里面是最软弱的。
And so the testimony of the body of Christ was the weakest among the Corinthians.
那么弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
今天主已经把你安在他的身体上。
Today, God has already grafted you into the body of Christ.
你是一个重要的肢体。
You are an important member.
盼望主的恩典临到我们，叫我们学习能尽功用。
May God's grace and mercy come upon us so that we may function.
那么，最后我们知道，身体只有一个。
Lastly, we know that the body is one.
所以身体是合一的。
And so the body is unified.
今天我们只有注重身体，才能够达到合一。
As we emphasize the body, can we attain to unity?
我们要为主做合一的见证。
We need to testify of the unity of Christ.
做教会合一的见证。
To testify of the unity of the church.
必须弟兄姊妹们活在身体的实际里面。
And we encourage brothers and sisters to live in the reality of Christ.
当我们能认识这个点的时候，
As we come to know this,
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们就懂得什么是合一了。
Then we will come to understand what is unity.
在教会的历史上，
In church history,
神的儿女最大的悲剧就是不断的分裂。
The greatest shame for the children of God is our constant division.
所以今天我们要被提醒。
And so today we need to be reminded.
在基督的身体里，
That in Christ's body,
绝不做分裂的工作。
Never do anything which will divide.
不仅不能把别人分出去。
Do not cast out others.
弟兄姊妹们，也不能把自己分出去。
And also, you cannot cast yourself out.
我们要求主给我们恩典。
We need God's grace.
让我们在这不多的日子里面。
That in these few days,
我们能把神所要的，能够把它活出来。
We may live out that which God wants.
在这里，让主能真正让我们在首先在我们这个小小的聚会里面，能够看见什么是身体的合一。
So beginning from us, in our small gathering, we may see what is unity.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
今天早晨，
This morning,
我们从主的话语里面，
From God's words,
我们可以清楚我们的目标在哪里。
We can see very clearly where is our goal.
很简单的说，
Simply put,
三件事情，
Three things.
一个是福音，
First is the gospel.
一个是生命，
Second is life.
一个是身体，
Third is body.
我想今天我们在地上所要努力就是沿着神工作的这三条线努力往前。
So what we strive for in God's work are these three things.
如果我们能照着这个情况往前，
If we follow these three things,
我们就如同初期教会使徒们所做的一样。
Then we will be just like the early church that the apostles had set up.
你看保罗在以弗所书里面很清楚地告诉我们，
The Paul in Ephesians had told us very clearly
他在地上努力做的是传递这个福音的奥秘，
That what he strived is to share the mystery of the gospel.
他努力做的是建立基督的身体，
He strived towards establishing the body of Christ.
努力做的是教会，是基督的身体能够达到长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
He strived so that the body could be full of Christ, so that it would be mature.
所以我们要感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
主已经把他清楚的目标给了我们。
The Lord has already given us His very clear goal.
所以这是我们今天在这里聚会，我们应当有的目标。
So these ought to be our goal as we gather together.
愿主照他自己的话祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us according to His word.
我们希望弟兄姊妹。我们大家用我们还有在地上的年日努力地向着这个目标往前。
And we hope that everyone in our remaining days that we will also move forward.
愿主在我们中间能够得着他所要得着的。
So that he can gain that which he needs to gain from us.
以至于他回来的时候，
Especially as he returns.
我们也在他里面，
That we will be in him.
能够得着他要我们得着。
And gain that which he wants us to gain.
乃是那从上面来的奖赏。
And that is the blessing, the reward from above.
我们请弟兄姊妹再一同来唱267首。
Shall we sing again 267?
这首诗歌实在是一首蛮有激励的诗歌。
This is a very encouraging hymn.
我们的姊妹。
Our sister.
当他在中国侍奉的时候，
When she was serving in China,
你看主给他何等清楚的一个引导。
The Lord had given her a very clear leading.
所以他写下这首激励人的诗歌。
And she wrote this very encouraging hymn.
但愿这首诗歌今天也鼓励我们。
And so may this hymn also encourage us today.
让我们在地上能够向着神口给我们的标杆竭力地往前。
So that we can press on towards the goal that he has given us.
我们请Joanna 给我们弹一句，然后我们一起来唱。
We'll listen to a phrase and sing together.
请大家一同起立来唱。
Shall we all stand?
我们唱完之后呢，我们请弟兄姊妹大家同声在主面前一起祷告。
And after we sing, shall we pray in unison?
我们求主借着智慧和启示的灵。
May the Spirit of wisdom and understanding.
真正在我们里面做开启的工作。
Do the work of revelation in us.
照明我们的心眼。心里的眼睛，
and open up the eyes of our hearts,
叫我们能真认识他，
so that we may truly know him.
让我们在地上还有年日的时候，
so while we still have days on earth,
真正的能够过一个有标杆的生活。
Live a life that truly has a goal.
和众圣徒在这里向着目标。
And with all saints that we will press on towards the goal.
所以我们需要祷告。
So we need to pray.
我们需要圣灵的工作。
We need the work of the Spirit.
我们需要主在我们中间的激励。
We need the encouragement of the Lord among us.
所以我们希望每个弟兄姊妹都把我们的心愿摆在主的跟前。
So we hope that all brothers and sisters place your desire before the Lord.
让我们真实能够看见我们活在地上。
So that we can see as we live on earth
主所给我们的
what the Lord has given
到底是什么
what is it exactly
所以希望弟兄姊妹们大家都能开口祷告
so we will all pray in unison
我们从第一节唱到第四节
from stanza one
当向标杆立前虽然孤单不那开罗这现在找你所以当前我言当向标杆立前主眼睛像火焰正在看你人算他喜宴当向标杆立前不要再往后面因为前头就是江山主要赐给冠冕当向标杆立前塞尔雅口毕业在崎岖的血迹路上紧随基督向前第四节再来一遍当向标杆立前塞尔哑口闭眼在崎岖的血迹路上紧随基督向前我们同声祷告
Shall we pray in unison?
求主的怜悯把我们放在你的面光中主啊叫我们在今天明白你在教会中间那个至高的心主啊让我们能够在你面前过着一个有目的的目标的生活亲爱的主感谢你多年来你在这里引导带领保守我们主啊今天我们求你让我们越走里面越清楚里面越明亮主啊我们把所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹都交在你的恩手中主啊求你显明你自己的作为求你在教会中间做得主当得的荣耀感谢主早晨我们一同侍立在你的跟前
Lord this morning we stand together before you
我们知道你的同在正在我们的中间
And we know that your presence is right here with us
主啊让我们在这里听见的不是人的声音
Lord, may we not hear the voice of man
乃是听见主的声音
But hear the voice of our Lord
主你借着你的话已经把你的心意完全的启示出来
Lord, through your word you have very clearly revealed your heart
你要叫所有蒙恩的圣徒
So that all saints
在地上过着一个有目标的生活
May live a life that has a goal
主你所以把我们这些人聚集在你的跟前
The reason why you have gathered us before you
你乃是为着你自己荣耀的目的
is for your own glorious purpose
主啊我们承认人的言语没有办法能把你所有的心意完全的诉说
Lord, we acknowledge that man's word cannot describe all of your heart's desire.
但是我们深信圣灵在人的里面能做完全的启示。
But we believe that the Spirit can reveal everything in our hearts.
但愿今天在这里的人，每一个人灵里都有看见。
And so we pray that every single person here, that their spirit may come to see.
每一个人都听见了主的话。
That everybody has heard the voice of the Lord.
主，你曾经应许我们说。
Lord, you have promised us.
在新约的时代中。
That in the New Testament time.
在神的儿女当中。
That among God's children.
从最大到最小的，都必明白你的心意。
From the youngest to the oldest will come to know your heart's desire.
这是你能做的工作。
This is your work.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
多年来，你把我们这些圣徒们聚在这里。
For many years, you have gathered us here.
我们在这里一同服侍你。
And together we have served you.
彼此有交通。
We have had fellowship.
我们过家的生活。
And we have lived family lives.
主啊，我们更需要里面有清楚的看见。
We still need even more a clearer understanding.
让我们能知道你为什么把我们聚在这个地方。
So that we will know why you have gathered us here.
我们聚在这里到底是为了什么目的？
That for what purpose do we gather here?
主啊，今天愿你自己的话语。刻画在我们的心板上。
So may you carve your words into the tablets of
our heart. 让我们能清楚的你在我们身上的带领。
So that we can see your leading very clearly in our lives.
叫我们众人真是心连心的，手牵手的，向着这些目的往前。
So that together, hand in hand, heart with heart, we can follow you.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿主的灵引导我们。
May the Spirit of the Lord lead us.
让我们在这个地方能荣耀你的圣名。
So that in this place we can glorify your name.
特别在你回来的之前。
Especially before you return.
愿我们在这里能有好的光景。
That we would have a good condition.
能让你的心得到满足。
So that we would satisfy your heart.
主，我们满心的感谢。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
谢谢你今天早晨在这里向我们众人施恩典。
Thank you again for giving us grace this morning.
我们把敬拜归给你。
We give you all worship.
我们这样祷告。
We pray this
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In your most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.